Welcome to the Christian Ministry Outreach. This program is on the air to defend God's Word. We hope you have your Bible and a tape recorder so that you can follow along with the scriptures. You can also hear this broadcast on the net at www.christianministryoutreach.com. Of all the thousands of radio stations all over this world, there's only one man on one radio station who speaks the truth. And now here is Prophet Andre, a man who was blessed and guided by God to speak God's truth. And here is a reading of Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. That's Mark chapter 5. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 17.
Good morning. So good to have another week to present God's side of the story. We live in a world where the people of the world have taken God's word, the Holy Bible, and they have changed things around. Not that they changed the Bible around, but what they do is quote scripture and then they give their interpretation. Or they do not even read the scriptures that pertain to the wickedness of mankind. They only read scriptures that they like to read, like the Lord's Supper, or the how Jesus healed the multitudes of people, and how he raised the dead. They like to read those scriptures. But I read the scriptures that deal with man's condition. The Bible tells us here that when God's people came to God, they were dead in trespasses and sins. They were lost. And Jesus gave them his spirit. After the bad spirit came out of them, they were able to receive the Spirit of God. The Bible tells us here in the second chapter of Ephesians, it says this here, talking about God's people, it says, "And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." So it tells us here, talking about God's people in the beginning, that you were dead in trespasses and sins. What does it mean by dead? They were not physically dead, but spiritually dead. Just as Adam and Eve, when they sinned against God, they died a spiritual death. That meant the Spirit of God departed from them, and the spirit of the devil entered into them, and now they had a dead spirit. A dead spirit. See, when God created the creation, he did it by his word and by his spirit. God created this massive universe. How gigantic, I have no idea. But God created it all by his spirit and by his word. And there was a bad spirit, the bad spirit, and the spirits, but it became bad. It envied God, and it became a bad spirit. That spirit's called Satan. So now you got two spirits, the spirit of God and the bad spirit, the spirit that envied God. You got to understand that. Before you go anywhere, you got to understand that basic. There are two spirits. The spirit of God and the spirit of error. The bad spirit, Satan's spirit. And the Bible tells us that God cast the spirit out of heaven, that bad spirit. And all those who followed the bad spirit of Satan, they went with him too. Out, go. They were cast out. I'm going to read that scripture here so you can see it. And some people who have never heard this broadcast before may be a little confused because they don't quite understand. But I want you to understand because Jesus wants you to understand. This is how it started. In the 12th chapter of Revelation, it says it here, the 7th verse. "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast off, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him." Down in this earth. The devil was cast out of heaven down here on this earth. Not somewhere else. It didn't say somewhere else. It says down here on this earth. It tells us here, the 12th verse, it says, "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time." See, the devil down here, and all his followers, all them bad spirits, are all down here on this earth. You can understand these truths. Nobody talks about these false religions. They never talk about this. You talk about the Jehovah's Witnesses, they want to talk about scaring you, talk about the world's coming to an end and you got to get right and all this. You know, they try to scare you in their religion. But they won't tell you about the devil. They won't talk about the bad spirit. Oh, a little hitting there, and they may hit a little bit. But they don't really get on it and tell it like it really is. That bad spirit of Satan was cast down in this earth. Here he's now an inhabitant of mankind. He dwelleth in the people. He dwelleth in the human beings. It tells us here in the scriptures. The devil dwells in the children of disobedience. The people of this world who are disobedient to God's word, the spirit dwelleth in them. That's why it tells us here in Ephesians, as I read it a minute ago. The second chapter, the first verse. It says, "And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." That bad spirit, that sick spirit, that corrupt spirit that was cast out of heaven, the very spirit that envied the Almighty God, was cast down in this earth, and that bad spirit dwelling in the children of disobedience. That's what it says in the Bible. Now, in the false religion, they don't talk about this. They want to talk about swinging and dancing and prancing. They want to read scriptures out of context. They want to do what they want to do. They want to pass the plate around, collect money, singing hymns, yelling and screaming, act like clowns. But they won't tell you this truth. That when you were born in this world, you were born with a corrupt spirit. You were not born with the Holy Spirit of God. You were born with that bad spirit. That's why Jesus said in the Bible, you got to be born again. You got to be born again because you're born with that bad spirit, that corrupt spirit. Jesus is not talking physically. He's talking spiritually. He says you got to be born again. You got to be born again because you were born with that bad spirit, that corrupt spirit, that bad, evil spirit of Satan. But you don't know that. You don't see it because you can't feel the spirit. You can't feel it. But it's working. It's busy working in the human beings. That's why you take the Bible. That's why the people take the Bible and they change it around and make up lies, set up all these hundreds and thousands of religions telling lies on God, saying God set the religions up. It's the bad spirits working in the people. You hear people taking Jesus' name in vain. Any bad thing happens, they take Jesus' name in vain. You see people out there when their daughter or their son gets hit up and beat up and terrible things happen to them. They say, oh God, why did you allow this to happen? If they want to blame it on God. It's the bad spirits in the people. Then you got Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter. All these days of mockery. Telling lies. Jesus never set up a day called Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving. It's the work of the bad spirits just to make mockery. How are you going to set the day you say is the day that Jesus rose from the dead with chickens coming out of eggs? Making mockery. And then you wonder why you end up with so many diseases, so many sicknesses, because the very creation itself is hates mankind. It's against mankind for what you're doing to the Almighty God. The Bible tells us people are born with bad spirits. Jesus came into this world to give people a chance to get the bad spirits out of them. We're going to read now today here in St. Matthew. And Jesus talking about the bad spirits. And what happens with the bad spirits? Watch it talks about the bad spirits. Talks about the bad spirits. The 43rd verse of the 12th chapter of St. Matthew, it says this here. And when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. See, that happens when a person gets saved. When you come to God and you do it God's way, then God will cast that bad spirit out of you and the Holy Spirit will come into you. You got to do it the right way. You got to do it the way Jesus said to do it. But that bad spirit will come out of you. That's what has to happen. You can't get right with God going to some building, singing songs, dancing and prancing. You got to get the bad spirit out of you first. It says, and when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and findeth none. Let's talk about the bad spirit. And then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I cometh out. See, the old bad spirit wants to go back in where he came out of. He wants to go back in. Then it goes, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. And then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits, and more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. Them bad spirits are cast out. But that person who now got right with God may turn against God. They may be against the word of God. They may not do what God wants. You reject God, just like Adam and Eve, reject the word of God, then the spirit of God will depart from you. I remember years ago, I had people came and said they wanted to get right with Jesus. And I said, okay, I'll work with them. And Jesus blessed us with some land in the country. Big place in the country. And I took them up there and we was going to fix the place up so they could live up there and be there. Most of the people didn't have nothing. Basically all they had is about the shirt on their back. I said, maybe we can help them. We can work together. Their little children, put them in school there. Nice, clean school. Trying to help them. But instead of that, what they wanted is what they wanted to do. Oh, they turned against me. Because they wanted to run around like a bunch of puppy dogs and have sex. And run around. They didn't want to hold fast to the word of God. They wanted to do their own thing. Oh, they ran the streets like a puppy dog when they came back to Boston. Snuck away. They came back here. Yeah, they ran around like a bunch of puppy dogs. They did their thing. Jesus departed from them. They weren't interested in doing Jesus' will. They were interested in doing their own thing. Jesus departed from them. Then them bad spirits entered back into them people. And they did all kind of terrible things, getting involved in all kind of crazy stuff. Robbing, stealing, committing, running around, having sex, having babies all over the place. Oh, they performed. They performed, even killing people, doing terrible things. Man, they cut up. Them bad spirits entered back in. Them old bad spirits now started to really work now on them. They, as it says, they took more bad spirits in them with them. They had a few, now they ended up with more bad spirits, and it came worse than they were before. As it says, in the last state of the man is worse than the first. Because they had a chance to serve Jesus. They had a chance to do it Jesus' way, but they cast aside Jesus' way so they can run around like a bunch of puppy dogs and have fun. They didn't have to do that. But they wanted to do it. They want to get involved in drugs. They want involved in all kinds of things. You name it, they did it. They wanted to show what they can do. One of them, I heard, said, I don't need nobody but Jesus. Oh, she said she needs nothing but no one else but Jesus. Well, Jesus doesn't work that way. Jesus works through somebody. He guides that person to guide the people and help them. You got to go through the person. You can't go directly to Jesus. You got to go through Jesus, the way Jesus set it up. Oh, she wanted to. I don't want to talk to Andre. I can go directly to Jesus. I can go directly to Jesus. I can serve Jesus myself. Well, she served Jesus herself. She's lost as lost can be. Got involved in drugs and you name it. They did it. Because the bad spirits was cast out of them at first. But then they turned against God's way. And then the bad spirits entered back in. Because Jesus rejected them. The spirit of Jesus departed from them. Just as it happened with Adam and Eve. But this scripture is so beautiful because it talks about how that bad spirits that was cast out wanted to go back into that body. Remember them bad spirits that's dwelling in you. When it's cast out, it wants to go back into something. It needs a body to work out of. It needs its home. So it will do anything and everything to trick you and deceive you so it can get back in. It wants to get you to turn against God's way. It's going to do anything and everything it can to get you to turn against the way. I had one woman there. She came in, young girl. She said she wanted to serve Jesus. And yet, she wanted to come and try to find some fault with Andre. She came up in the country, and she came to see what we had up there. Jesus blessed us with a place and fixed it all up. And she came up there looking for fault. Oh, she came on the property, the first thing she looks for is something for she can find fault. And so, you know, what she seen was a little boat, a little rowboat. That had been sitting there for quite a few years. And it kind of rotted away. And it was in the bushes. It was pushed in the bushes. Oh, she seen that. And she said, oh, look at that. And, oh, she gloried in that. Seeing something wrong. Something bad news. Something. And, you know, she didn't want to see the building. Didn't want to see this property. Didn't want to see this great big 25 25-room house. She didn't want to see that. She looked away from that. She didn't want to see all that. She didn't want to see the beautiful lawns and the apple trees. She didn't want to see all that. All she wanted to see is that rotten boat. Because she's looking for something wrong. The old devil was putting the thoughts in her mind to find something wrong. Oh, look at the doghouse over there broken. Oh, look at this is wrong. Look at this. Try to find something wrong. Through envy. Envy. Envy working on the heart. And then what happens is, if this continued on, and trying to work on it now, work trying to make it straight and behave, looking for finding fault. Trying to find some error. They get cast aside. Then Jesus' spirit will depart from a person. Because they come for the purpose of serving Jesus, not to be finding fault with somebody. But the Bible says how that bad spirit wants to go back into that body. And so that old bad spirit will do anything it can to trick this person, deceive this person, mislead this person. So they'll depart. So Jesus will depart from them. And then the old bad spirits can enter back in. And that scripture says it very clearly how that the person, the last state of that person is worse than it was in the beginning. Jesus came in the world to give people a chance to get them bad spirits out of a person. To give them a chance to get right. So they can go out and do his will. To stand up and defend his truth. But the old bad spirits don't like that, and they're going to do anything and everything they can to try to mislead a person and get them hooked up on stupid stuff. Whether it be sex, or whether it be crime, or whatever it may be. So they won't do Jesus' will. The Bible tells us when a person receives the Spirit of God, it comes for a purpose. In the phony religions, they talk about they got the spirit, they're jumping all around like a bunch of jumping jacks. Call them holy rollers. A bunch of jerk brains. They're not of God at all, they're of the devil. Old bad spirits in them. Having them do all that yelling and screaming and dancing and prancing. It's the old bad spirits working in them. But when the person comes the way Jesus says, they come for a reason. And it says in the 7th verse of the 16th chapter of St. John, it says, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. That's what happens when one receives the Holy Spirit of God. He will go out and reprove the world of sin. Well, how can you reprove the world of sin if you're like those people I took up in the country, so busy chasing one another like a bunch of frogs? Just like a bunch of rabbits. So busy running around, laying around, partying, getting drunk. How can you go out and reprove the world and you're doing the same thing the world's doing? So because they were not doing what the Spirit wanted them to do, then the Spirit departs from them. But the Spirit came for purpose. To reprove the world of sin. To reprove the world of sin. Then it goes on. Of sin because they believe not on me. That's this big sin. People don't believe on Jesus. They don't believe what Jesus' word says. Jesus' word tells you that the devil is the god of the system. That's what the scriptures teach. The old bad spirit is in here, in the world, all in these people, all over the world, billions of people got bad spirits in them. Jesus came to testify against the world, to expose the world, to expose the wickedness of mankind, and expose the devil. That's what my job is. Now let me stop for a moment. Some people might say to yourself, well, why, Andre, what are you doing? Why are you telling people they're wrong? Don't you understand that if people hear you, they're not going to respond because they want to hear something nice. They want to hear you talking sweet to the people. And if you talk sweet to the people, they'll come. I'm not interested in talking sweet. According to you, you call sweet. What you call sweet is phony. I'm not interested in presenting sweetness to you to tell you you're all sweet people. You're going to heaven. We respond to this website on the TV to call Ask a Nun. And in there, we asked the nun, what happens to the people who have false religions, and they have false doctrines. What's going to happen to them? Her response was, oh, God will have mercy on them. God will have mercy on them because, see, God is merciful. But the Bible don't say that. The Bible don't say that God's going to have mercy on those people who are living on his earth and lost in sin and don't even care about what his word says. It says in the Bible that they are going to be lost. They're going to hell. Because you cannot live on the Almighty God's earth, eating up God's food, breathing his air, using earth that he has created, and reject his word, and he's going to still accept you and say, okay, everything's going to be all right. But this nun tries to make it people feel that, oh, God's going to overlook all that. He's going to give you a chance to everlasting life. You know, this is the place you have a deciding factor where you're really at. If you're a person who just lives on this earth, just do your thing, don't even care what the Bible says, just do what you feel like doing, then you're going to hell. But this woman, this nun, sit back there tricking the people, making them believe that if you're in a false religion, God will have mercy on you because you don't know any better and you'll still end up be saved. That's a lie. Watch it says in the Bible. In the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians, it says it's here. Now, you read, and I read this, and you think that this is what she's saying is true. It says, 7th verse, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now, that certainly doesn't mean that God's going to say, oh, you don't know, so I'll give you everlasting life. Her concept is, oh, you can come in this world, live your life, reject what God has to say, don't even care about that, just do your own thing, and in the end, God will say, okay, I'm going to create a new heaven, a new earth, and put you there. Why would God put you there? You're going to have the same problem here. And it says very clearly, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. Who's going to be punished? Those who do not know who God is and have not obeyed the gospel. Those are going to be punished with everlasting destruction. But this nun is trying to make you think that everything's hunky-dunky, and if you don't know, God have mercy on you, and God will give you everlasting life. Well, that's lies. This scripture tells you very clearly that God will cast you in the lake of fire. It says right now it will punish with everlasting destruction. You're living on God's earth. You got an obligation to seek after God. If you don't, you're worthy of damnation. That's what the Bible teaches. So I'm on the air to tell the people the truth. That you were born with bad spirits. And if you don't make an effort to get your soul right with God, then there's no place for you but eternal damnation. It's up to you. Those bad spirits in you want to use you. And if you want to let them bad spirits continue using you, that's your problem. In the end, you go to hell and burn the lake of fire. So tune in next week. Tell your friends to tune in because God wants people to know his truth. Because when he comes back, you can't sit back and say, God wasn't merciful. He didn't let us know. We will be able to stand up and say, well, we did tell them, but they rejected it. Have a nice day. Tune in and tell your friends. Bye-bye. Have a nice dinner. Bye-bye.
If you have any questions, you may call 978-413-9384. You can hear this broadcast on the net at www.christianministryoutreach.com.